And a happy greetings and salutations to you folks. My name is Jason Spies, and I am the host of Building the Bakken Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network. What a fantastic program we have in store for you, and I want to thank you folks for joining us today. We talk with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer, and he gives us an update on the energy industry as he talks about the Trump presidency, the Dakota Access Pipeline, and much, much more. Plus, North Dakota Representative Denton Zupke talks about how the water industry is impacting the Bakken. And a very special interview about a great organization called ABLE, helping the social services out in the Bakken oil field. CEO of Meridian Energy Group, William Prentice, talks about the latest and greatest technology coming to the refinery in Belfield, North Dakota. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to air catch. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
All right, let's get a State of the Union for energy here. You know, we're, what are we now, 4 or 5 months with President Trump in office. He's made some pretty good changes if you're in the oil and gas world. Talk to me about what you see happening to the oil and gas world over the next year.
Sure. Well, actually, we're only about 2.5 months into his presidency, but ever since the day he was elected, it's gotten better, right, so in the oil and gas business. So, you know, this gets really to the heart of the regulatory regime. You know, the fact that he has already signed the Dakota Access Pipeline executive order, he paved the way and encouraged the TransCanada to reapply for the presidential permit for the Keystone XL pipeline. He lifted the moratorium on federal coal. These are things he's done on his own. In addition to these congressional review acts that we've passed that he's signed into law that repeal things like, you know, the stream buffer zone rule that's made it, he basically put coal out of business if it had continued, and and several others. It has changed everything in the energy field. There's no more picking the winners and losers. It's now trying to put everybody on a level playing field. Now we're talking about, you know, the Paris Accord and whether we should get out of it or stay in it. And I've been advocating to him and Secretary of State Tillerson, if we stay in it, let's set the agenda. And if the United States is a hinge pin on whether the Paris Climate Accord continues, then let's dictate the terms of it. Let's sell our clean coal technologies to China rather than just letting them become the largest polluter, you know, and same with India and other parts of the world. Let's sell our technologies, our efficiency technologies, and our manufacturing. There are ways to leverage America's position, and Donald Trump's a genius at it. But the first thing we have to do is stop picking the winners and the losers in the energy field and levelizing the playing field so that the innovators can find the solutions for you know, good, efficient, productive, reliable energy. And in North Dakota and most of the Midwest, low-cost, abundant coal represents part of that mix for electricity.
Final question here, U.S. Congressman Cramer. We're talking about business and energy entrepreneurship, and I'd like to fold the two in together because when you take a look at the energy industry, whether it's coal, oil, gas, realistically, that has been the only net gain job addition adder in the United States in the last decade. It's the only one that's been adding jobs. Yeah. We've had a great technology boom. We've had a great I call it the white collar boom, where the people with the college degrees and advanced degrees did great the last 10 years. But we really suffered in the manufacturing world. We really suffered in those trade type positions. And those trade positions and those blue collar positions, but those blue collar positions are added by oil and gas. They need welders. They need HVAC people. And I'm starting to see that there's a renaissance happening with the blue collar workers once again. And you know as well as I do, that's what built America.
That's what built America, and it'll always be America's edge. And when we give up that edge, and innovation is an important part of that, Jason. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, today's coal miner is not the same as, you know, 20 years ago. My daddy was a rural electric lineman his whole adult life. And they do that differently today than they did when he was doing it. But at the same time, some of this gets to education, the appropriate types of education mm-hmm. that meet the workforce demands. We've had a disconnect, I think, in this country for a long time culturally about what's the right kind of education for a young person to get. We've diminished the value of work. And by work, I mean the kind of work that I find therapeutic, and that is working with your hands. But nowadays, working with your hands also means working with your brain. It's not just, this isn't mindless blue-collar work. This is highly technical blue-collar work in many cases. And it's noble work, and it's where the opportunities lie. And a lot of it's a cultural shift. I will tell you just a quick story. I had my hair cut a couple of weeks ago in the Minneapolis airport, and this young woman, and I'm going to quote her so that people don't think it's just me saying it. She asked me what I thought of our new president, and I said, well, I have to tell you, I love the guy. Now, she didn't know I was a member of Congress. She said, I do too, but she said, I can't even say it to my friends. You know, they get so upset when I tell them I voted for him. And she said, what do you do? And I told her I was a congressman from North Dakota, and she said, do you know President Trump? And I said, I know him fairly well, actually. I said, I was with him twice this week, and she said, the next time you see President Trump, will you tell him this? There's a little black girl that cuts hair in the Minneapolis airport, and she loves him. And you know why I love him? I said, why? Because he wants people to go back to work.
To listen to the full-length interview with U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Now you sit in your piano in your purple party dress. Everyone who's ever met you knows exactly what's next.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
health.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.